Okay, this is part four of taking the challenge. No female pastors. This was recorded in 1999, okay, before the turn of the century. And let's just continue to listen and see what we can come up with. All right, here we go.
La Puente. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I just think that it's unfair for you all only to take callers that are agreeing with what you're saying. I didn't call to debate. I'm listening to it, and I'm saying, what is so wrong with the woman carrying the word of God?
We answered that question already in the past hour and the hour before. We've answered that question for this Christian lady. I'm assuming that she's a Christian lady. Why is it so difficult for people to understand the word of God is the authority? It is not us. We aren't bashing anyone. We don't want another person's opinion, because the name of the program was Into the Word Ministries. Okay, before that I had Living by the Word. We function by the word. Now, here this woman listening to all the dialogue, all the Greek, everything, giving her fully everything. And the men, do you see why I had men in my church? Because men are more didactic. They want the facts. The women are emotional. That's why you don't listen to them when they talk to you all emotion. And that's what's happened. We feminize male society in this country, in America. I don't know how it is in Africa and Europe, because I'm not there, I'm here. But most men here, that's why the people don't want me on radio, because I'm going to go on radio and tell them what the Word of God says. But let's see if we can answer this lady.
If she can be a missionary, why can't she be a minister?
Jackie, we've taken on all calls. We haven't denied anyone.
Absolutely.
But you were so hard on poor little Marcia, and the caller before her had to go there.
It's because she was taking scripture out of context, and I don't believe that we were being hard on her. A lot of times correction comes off to be harsh.
Yeah.
But she was out of. She was just totally out of context.
Well, it seems like you were calling her an idiot. And
no, that never came out of any one of these ministers' mouth.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
No, you didn't. But I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, Jackie.
Okay, can I say this one
go
thing?
Ahead, Jackie.
Go ahead.
Okay. Why is it just the caller before said, well, black women's or African-American churches have taken control? There's more than African-American ministers that are in
Have you been listening to us for the past 2 hours? I started off in the commentary part of the presentation reading from Charisma Magazine, which is full of African-American churches affirming female pastors. Now, Charisma Magazine and this is the September 1999 issue. Charisma Magazine is a so-called leading Christian magazine. And I see these ridiculous statements in here about African-American so-called pastoresses. And it's ridiculous. Now, since it's happening in the community that I'm a part of, it outrages me even more. Now, you can accuse us of being wrong if we were Anglo-Americans, but we're black men. And we're looking at our own community. And that's why God has called us as apologists to do it. Now,
what I find so sad that if it wasn't for some of the women, the churches wouldn't be filled. I can say for my community, not for no one else's community. If it wasn't for the females,
let me say this.
Black churches
let
would be
me
empty.
Say this. Listen, I would rather have an empty church than to have a church led by Jezebels that are in rebellion. Now, listen, and
I
if God, now, listen, if Jesus came down, he would say the same thing. And I'm telling you people, this is a very serious issue. I am not going to play with this. They are Jezebels. And I'm telling you, until these women repent and remove themselves from a position where God has never placed them, judgment is coming to my community.
Well, I didn't call or argue with you. I just called you my opinion. I don't think that God would call his sisters Jezebels.
But Jackie,
do you have
Jackie,
any scripture?
Hold on. Jackie. God's word speaks for itself.
It does.
Okay, now I'm not arguing with you, but it's just like I spoke to Marcia. if she's going to disqualify herself by these 66 books, then she's going to bust hell wide open. Right. That's a plain fact. And I love you, Jackie, but if you're going to disagree with the word of God, which says a woman shall not leave, why? Because God said it. If no one conforms their life to the image of Christ through this blessed word, they are going to bust hell
and let
wide
me
open.
And let me jump on them. Any man that would,
the hellbound train,
any man that would ordain a woman is possibly in danger of hellfire because he's blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, even setting him up in that position in the first place for money and for worldly recognition.
See, we didn't play with the issue. We didn't play with the issue. And Zarek is a disciple of mine. He's the one that brought up busting hell wide open. But he just told the truth. And you see the way this lady called up, and that's the kind of audacity that they try to use against men to shut it down. But they could never do it to me. So they had to get rid of me off radio. You have to understand, I was a threat because, well, continue to listen.
We're living in a church age where the church has gone bonkers.
Yes, completely bonkers. That's why I don't attend it anymore. This was 1999, people. This is 2015. Don't ask me how come I don't go to church. Because, see, you're going to have her sitting up in the pulpit, and I'm going to say, what's she doing up there?
Now, Jackie, it is not my role to convince you of that. It is my role to give a clear and decisive herald to the church to say, wake up and to repent from this debauchery. Now, that is what we're saying. The individuals that want to stay in there, got to stay there. Jackie, God bless you. We love you. Our time is up. Thank you.
Why'd
for
you
calling.
Why did you do that, Mark Ramsey?
My gosh, what a great time. What a great... And listen, we're going to continue with this subject matter, Lord willing. Yeah. And remember, 314 East Hillcrest Boulevard, today, the Managing Marriage Conference in just about, 8 hours? I'm going to put on that suit and tie and show you how to stay married for the rest of your life.
What time it starts, Pastor?
It starts at 10 a.m. this morning till 2 in the afternoon. There's a little registration fee, but you should come down and be blessed.
Be there.
I think our time's about
to give all praise to acknowledge him in all thy ways. Newness of life so I can sing all days. Blessed be the man who wrote the phrase.
Yeah.
Like a tear to my heart down in the past. God is the great Neil Spurring Sass. Come to the Lord before you get the wrath. Like a man with the plan so all can see. I am stuck on my Jesus Christ because Jesus is stuck on me. Kick it. Past CP, regenerate knee deep, penitent spiritual man flows throughout the land. Fortify God where you ought to be. Restore such a one down in the sea. Clean up the church where we need to be. Because God has a plan for you and me.
We'll take those other
stay into the word.
Right before we go up there. God bless you. Stay into the word. Good night.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've learned something new from Into the Word and that you will apply it to your life. Into the Word Ministries needs your consistent financial support to remain on this station. If you are moved to give to this biblical ministry...
My crazy dog is cutting up with the crazy dog next door. That's what he's doing. Well, that's it. And I don't think that for the rest of... Listen, bro man is trying to attack two Doberman pincers. Can you believe that? He's just as crazy as his owner. Bro man, get away from there. Get away from this window. See, I have this run space on the side of the house, and he loves to hear me do my radio as he sits outside, and the pincers are having a knibbling fit. but thank you. For tuning in. You see what I do. And if you have any questions about practically anything, keep it in mind, I have a Bible study, a tape, a sermon, or something on it. And for this two-hour show, I thought that I'd do it this way. And so that you can think along with me. And think about the argumentation that these women, that the last two women gave. We let them on the air. But we will not let them do anything but spew their opinion, and then what we do is we give them the word of God. And if they reject it, which most of them have. That is why the church has no men in it. That's why the church has become feminized. And the only men there are people that would listen to their mothers as opposed to listening to their fathers. And Jesus wasn't like no female. No, he wasn't. And I appreciate those guys working with me during that. It's just that they thought that I was a little bit too harsh, that I come across with it wasn't arrogance. It's I knew I had the truth, and I was told to give the truth, and I don't back off from the truth because people don't like it. Okay? And I hope that you young men will grow up to be just like me, because it's a wonderful way to be when you're living as a witness, a martyr for the faith. Because they martyrized me. I've never been on the radio after that time to that degree. I went to an AM station, but it was completely different. We couldn't get the time, and that 2 hours is what it took to have that discussion. All right, that's enough. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay in the Word.